T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Men's Room legacy continues. Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitcholas! Hello, gentlemen, we got Friday, Wednesday, December 21st, 2016, and show number 2517. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Chad Smith, and my cock.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, it's our end-of-year spectacular, featuring Joel Perry, Teeny Tiny Mouth Guy, Asa Akira, Vince Neil, and every loss from Ted versus the FCC. Profile this as your tickets to Blue Oyster Cult, plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Quick clack.
Drinking it drunk.
All right, here we go. Man sues McDonald's after realizing the extra value meal costs more than buying each item on their own. Meanwhile, more people left Illinois last year than any other state to call another one home. Donald Trump proclaims that if the popular vote mattered, he'd have won that too. It's snowing in the Sahara Desert again today, but that climate change is all a bunch of poo. And it's our final show of the year, bitches, so thank you. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question, brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino.
Hola, bitches! Good day to you and yours. In case you didn't know, today is our last day of 2016. So basically, like we do every year, we're going to go back and review our more memorable moments of the last year. And I'm going to be dead honest. I personally have no idea what we have lined up for you other than what Miles just said. Joe Perry, I knew that was coming. Teeny Tiny Mouth Guy, because he's kind of like, if we were Kiss, that's our rock and roll all night. It's just he's going to show up every time. But Asa Akira, man, I will say this about Asa Akira. I apologize that we can't play the unedited interview. But man, oh man. Quite a mouth on her, for several reasons. But either way, you're going to hear, well, the best of what we had in 2016. So I cannot guarantee that it'll be a good thing, but it will be a thing. So if you're new to the show, sit back and judge for yourself if you've been wasting your time. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, well, it's kind of more of the same. So ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, as we've discovered this last year, we present The Men's Room 2016 Year-End Spectacular.
It's tough. It's going to be tough.
You want to say spectacular. Oh, yeah. Can't say the word.
If you want to complain, call 206-421-ROCK. There's no other way, really, for you to call the show.
Look, this is...
Say that's terrible or, hi, CC, how you doing?
We don't know. Mm-hmm. This is what we did. So if you listen to this and you think, God, that sucks. Look, we're sorry. Yeah, honest to God, we make it.
You can reach out on Twiddle. Twiddle. You can reach out on Twiddle at 999-KISW and Men's Room Live. Text 77999 today. And send your emails to the men's room at mensroomlive.com, as we will do emails and birthdays and all that stuff.
Of course.
It is the end of year spectacular. We'll take a quick break and be back with some of the best of 2016 next.
Now back to the Men's Room. Here's the question, brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. 99.9 KISW. ISW.
Ah, so many highlights.
Are they good?
Yeah, I don't know. How the hell would I know?
Well,
I can't
remember. Honest to God, you guys started reviewing it in the office earlier. Because, again, neither of us really knew before today.
This is not a review. This is what they're titled. This is what they are titled.
What are some of the titles?
The segments are titled Cat Takes a Dump.
All right.
I can truly say I don't.
Color of the Year last year, by the way.
Feels like a fun one.
All right, that's what I'm saying. That doesn't tell you anything.
I don't remember what that is, but I want to hear that.
We are going to play back a little Vince Neil. All right.
Oh, boy.
Asa Kira, who, to be quite honest with you, we're going to play her coming up here in a little bit. But she, normally we don't do the adult entertainment world. We did back in the day when we worked for CBS.
Sure.
We would get more, which was, I guess, fun for us.
Certain people.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I met my heroes.
Sunset Thomas, a highlight.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
And what was that one girl with the jackass of a boyfriend?
The guy from Biohazard.
Ian what was Seinfeld.
Her name?
Well, I don't know.
Evan Seinfeld. Was her name? She brought in her dog.
Boy, was she.
She was actually really cool.
Yeah, she was very nice. She was from Montana.
He sucked.
I don't
the
know.
Hell's her name?
Well, we used to have a porn star on all the time. You know, Ron Jeremy, whoever
thanks
it was.
To Sprout.
So
yeah.
We, so also,
Tara Patrick.
Boom.
Yes, you are
dead.
Correct.
Good work.
Yeah. So, also,
she was one of the first person I ever saw with an actual little dog.
Yeah, she had one of those little lap dogs.
Like, we take it for granted now, but it used to just be rich women. Now it's all women.
You're right. She's first and brought
see, I'm dead serious. Remember that? Like, yeah. And I get it. I like little dogs, too, but it's just funny. Like, I was like, oh, man, that's a real purse dog.
Why's your boyfriend here?
We've got a potential.
Because he hates black people.
I know.
Oh, God
damn.
He was,
I was like, we're in the
say?
Same room together.
He does hate black
what
people.
What did he say? When he said something incredibly. Oh, he says, see, I mean, he said, you talk very well.
Yeah. He's like, most black guys. I'm like, hey, mother effer.
Right.
It's like,
Oh boy.
Super racist.
Tons of black people in Baltimore. Can't believe it.
Oh, so, no, you're one of the ones I like.
So, Asa.
He did say something like that, too.
Yeah,
like,
you seem like
all don't right. Let me not be. I don't like you.
As he puts his wallet in his front pocket. So, Asa Akira.
And locks his door.
Yeah, Asa Akira.
Why did I feel for mine? I was like, oh, there it is.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We talked to her. Unfortunately, we said, look, we're, and this is one of the, also one of the few interviews that we taped. Simply because we had to get it past Hair Club and all the, we had to make sure that
the top brass was uncomfortable with us.
We wanted to ask certain questions about the book, and she goes into detail about things. We said, "Look, here's the thing."
No. The problem is, Miles brought it up to the boss and said, "Hey, man, what's your name, Asa?" And our boss went, "Asa Akira, the porn star."
Yeah, exactly.
That's the first thing.
We
said,
sure.
"Look, she put out a book, and we would like
it's
to
an
interview
interesting
her."
Book.
But Miles made the mistake of reading a passage from her book and saying we wanted to ask her about it. And the boss seriously almost fainted. Like, you can't ask that. But we said that.
We're going to.
So he made us record it. Said, look, if you insist on asking about this particular thing that happened
right.
on the set, you must bleep it out.
But we were able to ask these questions we wanted to ask. Because if we're going to do the interview,
yes.
we're going to do the interview.
But
it got edited.
This is the perfect example of us doing an interview
yeah.
just for us. No one else appreciates it, because we did beep it out. This was truly
so
our curiosity.
We'll play Asa Akira.
What are the titles?
Also, we're going to play Teeny Tiny Mouth Guy, one of the greats of all time. Panties, Thrill Holds Up for Tequila is another one.
What?
Joe Perry, unfortunately. White O.J. Simpson. We've got a sit and spin. One of the better ones we did this year. Sean the Ninja.
Sean the Ninja.
And the Chuck E. Cheese Party. That is all coming up for you today as we do our end of year spectacular. So Asa is on the way. and more. Just sit back and enjoy. It's Miles at Thrill the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
The Men's Room returns. Here's the question. Brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino, 99.9 KISW.
Oh, yes! Our end-of-year spectacular. We will drink a toast coming up. We got one last shot of the day for you for the year that is 2016. All right, again, this is...
What's the name? Tell me, I'm going to see if I can try to figure out what the hell it is.
What's that now?
Name of the clip.
This is... are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to figure this out. Asa Akira.
Okay, yes. I remember that one.
Okay.
You're sharp today, bro.
All right, so
man,
keep in mind...
I'm bored.
We were initially not going to do this interview.
Then no, we were told not to.
And then we said, let's just do it, and we'll tape it, and we'll see how it turns out. The problem was she has a book, and you'll hear all this, okay? But there was some very specific things in the book that she talked about as far as her adult film career and some interesting things that happened during the filming.
Fascinating stuff.
Really was.
Truly.
And we said, look, we really want to ask her these important questions that are important to us. because we need to know the answer.
Well, she didn't answer that. She just said what happened in the book, and we can't really explain her situation, but truly a fascinating thing. We just wanted to know. So this interview, sadly, and I think I can say this on behalf of all of us, we didn't do this interview for you. That's why it's beeped out so much.
Sure.
This was purely just us being horny.
So a little bit of it is edited, unfortunately.
Just a wee bit.
But we're going to go back in time and play you this lovely interview with one and only Asa Akira.
And now, the men's room has a beer with
adult film star Asa Akira.
Yay! Asa Akira, adult film star, television host, director, author. Thank you for calling. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing good.
Wait a minute. Television. What are you hosting? What's the TV show?
Well, back in the day, didn't you host, didn't you step in and were the host of The Sex Factor?
Yeah, I've done a couple of things. We wrapped on the first season of Sex Factor. The last episode finally aired, and we're gearing up for season two now.
Okay, so for a change, you get a television show that actually lasts a couple of seasons. Most of the time, it's one and done, you know?
Well, I don't think it was a television thing, per se. I think it was more like an internet show.
We like to think of it as a television show on our computer.
Exactly.
Also, this is your second book, and I got to tell you, it's very personal. It's very real. You don't hold anything back in it. And
if you do hold stuff back, people might not even want to know more.
I think people wish I had held back a little bit more.
It seemed to me like that, as far as your life, obviously, you started in the business when you were 19 years old. You watched Howard Stern growing up or listened to him or whatever. And then you ended up as a regular on Bubba the Love Sponge and his show down in Tampa. And we're in radio, so to us it's kind of cool to hear a story where someone gets famous, and one of the ways they get famous is through radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've always been a huge fan of radio. I'm sorry, my dog's barking.
What kind of dog? Yeah, what is it?
Right now.
What kind of dog?
He's a puggle. He's the ugliest dog you've ever seen.
Oh, nice. But,
pugs start ugly. Like, whenever you mix a pug with, you made the other breed ugly.
Is he more nutty like in a beagle way or in a pug way?
He just looks like a creature. Like,
does he
doesn't look like anything.
Does he go through your trash can and stuff? Does he have those features of being a beagle?
He does. Yeah, he's definitely a hound in that way.
Has he eaten any underwear or jean crotches?
Oh, he loves underwear.
Big
the
fan.
The dirtier, the better. Like most men, right?
That is correct.
You've done.
Dogs are a little more specific, though.
Right.
Well, no, dogs just don't hide it. You know, exactly. As a human being, we try to pretend we're subtle about something, but yeah, dogs just get to the point.
Talking to adult
film
star.
They're not trying to hide anything.
Asa Akira. Asa, I got to ask you.
They're trying to eat stuff.
Your parents, Japanese, and you spent some time in Japan as a kid growing up, and then you moved back to New York. Do you have that international, like, just in Japan, are you huge? Or is there any place around the world where you're kind of surprised where your fans come from?
You shouldn't be.
I don't know. Like, sometimes I look at my social media, like, analytics and stuff, and I see that I have fans everywhere, but not so much in Japan.
That is weird, isn't it? Like, isn't Japanese porno pixelated, though?
In Japan, they like natural. I have fake.
Okay.
They like their women a little bit more subdued. And I'm
that
pretty loud.
That is very true, Japanese performers.
Yeah, like, I'm really submissive, but I'm a loud submissive.
That's what every guy wants. You want to do what you want and feel like you're killing it, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the long and short.
I thought you just had to wear white socks to make it, like, Japanese porn.
Black-heeled shoes.
Do not trim your pubic hair and wear white socks.
Yeah, right. Just white socks, you're you'll be good to go.
Also, you did
I've been wearing the wrong socks all this time. Thank you.
You've done that.
You're welcome.
Right? Anytime. Career could take off.
Also, I got to ask you, as far as the book is concerned, and this is just a great story. I thought and tell these guys because they didn't check the book. I took it home last night for myself. but you get on a plane, right? And there's a guy that you find attractive, and he kind of gives you a look, and you realize that this guy is in a wheelchair, and just pick it up from there and tell them exactly what happened on that flight.
Well, actually, he tweeted me, so he was a fan, and I looked at his profile and saw that I had recognized him. He was wearing a gray hoodie in both his Twitter profile and on the plane, and I'm like such a sucker for gray hoodies.
So note to self, buy gray hoodies.
That's why the story's so good.
As easy as you would think.
Okay.
And So I noticed him, and yeah, it was just like one of those moments where like, so I'm married now, and we're outside of work, we're totally monogamous. You know, we don't sleep with other people. And it was just one of those moments that like, I mean, it happens a lot to me, but, you know, where I'm like, oh my God, is this the moment I'm going to cheat? Like, is this the guy I'm going to cheat with? And I mean, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but yeah, like the whole chapter is just basically about this one time I was contemplating cheating on my husband.
See, because that's what you're hoping happens on the plane.
But how long did you contemplate this? Like just the plane ride?
The entire flight.
For a week?
The entire plane ride, the ride home. And then, I mean, pretty much as soon as I got home, I was snapped back into reality.
But did he? Do you think that guy had any idea? Did he have any idea what was going through your head?
Oh, 100%. I mean, he was very, very forward. And you know, of course, there's that thing of like, I had never slept with someone in a wheelchair.
Yep.
And
you're not alone.
That really, no, like,
join the club.
Really exciting to me. Like, I love trying new things. I love like experiencing new things sexually. And that's something I had never done. And well, I'm still very much intrigued by it.
Well, so you
buy gray hoodie
and get in a wheelchair. But I will say this. So we get your book and we're flipping through, and it's one of the funniest things. So our boss walks in, and our boss knew who you were instantly. Then he tries to backtrack because we're like, really, man? And he's like, well, you know, we're like, look, it's fine. We get it. But the first thing we read in the book, and we're dying of laughter in the office because you're very frank and very candid, but Miles opens the book, and the first thing is the marble.
Oh, yeah.
And we.
Or multiple ones, maybe.
Yeah. Well, it's happened to me twice. Which, and I don't even think I've learned my lesson, because
obviously,
I'm pretty sure, if someone came up to me right now with a check and told me to put them, I'd probably do it
again.
Wait,
how much is the check? How much would it cost if they said, hey?
Well, well, it would be my solo masturbation rate.
Wait, you have different rates for this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
there's different
break it
rates
down
for every sex act.
Do you have any nieces and nephews that you could just give marbles to over the holidays?
Well, in my defense, it wasn't just any old marble. It was...
What are the different rates for the different sex
acts? It's different for everyone. I mean, when you first get into porn, you can't charge, you know, the premium because you're not known. You want to get your name out there. So you're not really... like at that level yet, but then, you know, once you become a name and you're a name that companies can sell,
sure,
then that's when you can charge more. And like an, for example, is, you know, can be up to like two or three times as much as your.
It's expensive, you think?
No, because there's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've won.
What are the most, like, what are the different things, and then, like, what's the most expensive thing you charge for, what's the least expensive? So if I said, look, I barely have any money, what's the least expensive thing?
The least expensive thing is probably a photo shoot.
Okay.
There's not a lot of money in photos, just because, like, the magazine business is dying.
Sure.
And
so, the top of the mountain?
Probably.
I was surprised in the book also that there's a shot that some guys do and they put a. What is that all about?
It's really rare, though. I mean, I don't want to make it seem like that's the norm.
No, but
at all.
Blew my mind when I read that.
Viagra, that's the norm.
Okay.
Well, sure.
Like, they're all on it.
I was convinced of that, but I'm glad to hear you say it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, some form of, like, whether it be Viagra or Cialis or whatever. No, they all definitely take some kind of enhancement.
Does that make you more impressed with the old school guys from the day?
Definitely.
Like the Peter Norths of the world, or the Ron Jeremys of the world, or the guys who just had to do two or three takes and just, you know.
That's definitely really impressive. I mean, even with the Viagra Cialis, it's still impressive. Because, like, Viagra or Cialis, it's not going to give you, like, an instant. You know, you don't. Being a male performer is not an easy job. Like, I like to think of myself as a fairly sexual person, and I'm pretty giving.
No, there's nothing about that
but, like,
that we'd
that's
believe.
Not always the case. Like, sometimes you're working with a woman who you're totally not attracted to. She does not want to be there. You know, like, you're having a bad day. Like, a lot of things can go wrong. And so even with the Viagra, it's not an easy job.
Hey, awesome. We're going to let you go. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And anytime you're ever up in Seattle, we'd love to have you on the show. It's Dirty 30, a memoir. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, Asa. Thank you.
Okay. Lovely Asa Akira there.
I said it multiple times, but I'll stick with it. Buy those gray hoodies.
If you knew what she said behind the music,
that's a lesson learned out of all that, right there.
I gotta say, she's not like my usual like go to kind of for porn.
Sure,
but she was like so kind of lighthearted and funny in that
she
interview.
Was real
you
cool,
immediately
man.
Went home and watched some of her stuff.
Well, that and it just made me like her a lot more.
Yeah, she got a few extra hits that day.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
The lovely Asa Akira there. It's our end of year spectacular still to come. Joe Perry, teeny tiny mouth guy, Vince Neil, and every loss from Ted versus the FCC. It's Miles with Thrill of Men's Room, 99.9 KISW Seattle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.